Okay, today's Daf Samaches, and we continue on our travel through the Perek, which is all about what is included in a sale and what is not included in a sale when you sell certain things in houses. Why is that? Each Mishnah seems to be the same story. What's the pattern? I don't know. But so the Mishnah goes. Here we go. Next Mishnah. Hamocher Asir. Somebody sells a city. Sell the whole city. You do that in those days. Say they don't do that. Right, the city's bankrupt. Anybody want to buy it? Right, they don't do that today. They used to do that. Mocher is the ear. If somebody sells a city, Mocher batim, obviously batim, houses, boros, all the wells, sichinum oros, the different pits and the cisterns, merchatzos, and the bathhouses are included, vishovachos, and the dove houses are included, beis habadin, the place where they press. Beis HaShlachin, we'll explain what that means in a minute. The Gemara will say what that means. It's some kind of field. Avolo es hametaltalin. Metaltalin's not included. Right? My pencil case is not included. Ubizman she'amar lo hi v'chol masha besocha. And if you say it and everything in it. Afilu ha'eba behema avadim. You have behemas and avadim. Hare kulan mechur. That's all included. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Hamocher es ha'ir, if you sell the city, Mocher es ha'santer. You also sell the santer. What's a santer? The Gemara will say. Now, just a very interesting Rashbam. Look at the Rashbam, the first Rashbam. Mocher es ha'batim, one thing missing from the Mishnah's list that you would have expected it to be in there. So the Rashbam says, the batim bechlal ir, batim are included in the city. V'mocher es ha'chatzeros, what about the whole v'chatzers? Not included. Lo itzrich lemisni. I didn't even have to mention that. Listen to this, Rashbam. The hainu ikur ear. That's the main part of the city. The ikur, the ear mashma, avir ha'ir. The ear is mashma, the open spaces. The open spaces. Right? People enjoy that. People want to live with those open spaces. Right? They don't want to live cramped. Right? That's mashma. It's an unbelievable Rashbam. Okay.
What is the authority to sell? Who's selling this?
What? Could be the elders of the city, the mayor and the city council. Yeah, I don't know. We didn't. No, I don't know. We didn't get. What? Right. Right. Yeah, I don't know what the pratim are over here. I don't know. I don't think we're gonna get to it. No, we're not gonna. We're not gonna get to that. I don't know. It's a good question. But who's the one who's selling it? I don't know. One second. Did someone say that? No. Okay. Next. Says the Gemara. Amalei, the Gemara is going to pick up on one point. We know that avadim are kimetaltalin, dummy. We know that avadim are like metaltalin. What do you mean they're like metaltalin? The way that you buy karka, the methods to buy karka are different than the methods to buy metaltalin. Right? Avadim can be purchased the way you buy karka. Why? Because the hook shall karka. How do you know? It's a pasuk. Okay? So the Gemara asks the following question. Amalei Ravacha Breda Rav Avi L'Ravashi. Shmaz Mina, we have a riot from here, from this Mishnah, that Avda ki metaltalin dami. That Avadim are like metaltalin. Why? Because we said, if you sell a city, what's included? A, B, C, D, and E. What's not included? Metaltalin. But if you say, I'm including everything, then what's included? Animals and avadim. Is it obvious that avadim are metaltalin? Right? D, kimakarka, dummy. Because if avadim had the din of karka, nizdabin agav masa. They should have been sold with the city. Right? Okay, stop right here. Let's do the Rashbam. The first Rashbam. Shmamina. Did I? Yeah. Shmamina. Mimas nisen. Diktani beresha. Lo mocha es hametaltalin. The Mishnah said, beresha, that the metaltalin are not included in the sale of the city. Vikamar beseifa. And the seifa then jumps up and says, avalim amalo, kol masha besocha, oz havadim mucharin. Then slaves are sold. Michlal, to make Karolo have him Mizdavni Agav Masa. That's obvious that in the Risha, they're not sold together with the city. Mishum, to Metaltalin in who? Because they're Metaltalin. Rashbam 6 in Bitbiya, that's a Kasha. Vanan, Miboyalon, Miperak Mishim Hayes. We're going to have a kasha later on in the Masechta. Ikim metaltali, ikim karkai dami, are avodim karka or metaltalin. Now he explains, we know that they're karka. What's going on here? Klomar. What the Gemara means to say here is, hami bayale im lefi lashon b'nei adam, kari metaltali o mekarkai. How do people refer to avodim? What's the lingo when people talk? Dimida oraisa, vadai kimekarka dami. It's no question. Midda oraisa, avodim are bought like karka. No question about that. Liknos bekesef shtar bechazaka, just the way you buy karka. Kedeknan bekedushim, we had this already. Mishum the iskash lekarkos, there's a hekish. The chziv, because it says, v'snachaltem osam, you yarshin karka. Right, so the pasuk over there. Avol gabi lashim b'nei adam, but when people talk in the vernacular, legabe manda amar metaltali le planya mibayalan hasam idaitoshul adam mitin avda blashin ze olo. When a person says, stam talking, me and you talking stam, and somebody says, the metaltalin of so and so, are the avadim included? That's the kasha, of course, regarding halachas of kinyonim, they're hukshul akarka. No shayla about that, that's a deraisa. No shayla about that. The question that we're asking is, what about when we talk about, you know, and sitting at Shal Shudas and we're schmoozing, yeah, well, after Shabbos we'll talk about this and that and the other thing, and we'll sell this, that, right? Are avadim considered metazalim? That's what we're saying over here. Don't think, hey, what kind of gemara is this? If they're obviously deraisa. Of course, they're obviously karka. Of course, they're karka. That's the hukshul karka. No question about it. The question is, when lashon b'nei adam, how do we refer to them? That's what the gemara is saying over here. You see from this mishnah that they're like metaltalin. Like metaltalin. V'lo ish b'nei hasam. And we don't answer it over there. We don't answer it over there. Later in the Masechta, unless kuf whatever. We don't answer that. So says the Gemara, you prefer to answer right here from this Mishnah. What? Like metaltalin. So they go back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Elamai, what do you want to tell me? Avda ki metaltala dami? That avadim are like metaltalin? Then my afilu. So why does it say afilu? What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, if you say everything's in it, then afilu abehim and avadim. You mean afilu? Even. Which is mashma, there's something special about them. So what does that mean? Elamai yitzlech alameimar, you know what the answer is? Shiny being metatal denied, the metatal denolonayid. You have to differentiate. Even though they're metatalin, lashon b'nei might be, you still have to differentiate between metatalin that move and metatalin that don't move. Right? My pencil doesn't move. My effort does. So I still needed to say afilu, even if you could take metatalin. But I still need to say special. Why? Because they move. Therefore, afilu tamo, you could say, I mentioned that a riot. Why? Because you couldn't say, I have the chemical card on me. No, I thought that maybe we treat them like land. Again, halachically, of course, they're knickknack, they're koneb with like land. The question is, what do people mean when they talk? It could mean that they meant, when they talk, they mean it's like karka. However, shiny bait makarka denied, la makarka is lo naive. You still have to make a distinction between land that moves and land that doesn't move. Now, no land moves. No such thing as land that moves. By definition, it's stationary. What moves? Karka. Avadim. It's hukshul karka. Has same dinam as karka. Happens to be. It's a human being. The halachas are exactly the same. But, happens to be. It's a human being. How could you have such a thing like that? That's what Torah said. Torah said that avadim are treated like karka. Now, what about when people talk? It could be they mean the same thing, but they have to always make an asterisk. By the way, I have to just point out, avadim is a little different because they move. Halach is the same, the way we talk is the same, that's what the afilu means. It could be, of course, afilu, of course, avadim, when we talk about avadim, we mean like it's like karka, 100%. But we have to always make a, you know, parenthesis. But by the way, they move. That's all that's going on over here. So it's not a raya either way. What lashon b'nei adam is, it can go either way. You could say it's like metaltalin. Either way, you have to make an asterisk. It's like metaltalin, but by the way, to point out that it moves. So don't think it's special. It's not. Or you have to say it's like karka. By the way, it's just to point out that it moves. So it's not a raya either way. Okay?
What about the fact that it's coupled together with behemoth?
Right. So behemoths for sure are considered metaltalin. Right. So that's an interesting point. Yeah. Does anyone say that? I thought I saw someone who might have said that. I didn't see. All right. That's a good question. Next. Rishim Begum Lo'or HaMokhres HaIr MokhresHa Santer. My Santer. What's a Santer? So, Hocha Targimu. Here, we explain a Santer to mean Barmach Venisa. He's some kind of a county city official. The Rashbam says, Eved HaMamuna LaHagid U'LaAchvei Tchumei HaSadus Shel Mizeh V'Shel Mizeh. He's some kind of town surveyor. What? Clerk. Oh, he's a clerk. Where your property ends and where your property begins, he's like a surveyor. When you sell the city, he gets sold along. What does that mean, he gets sold along? His job continues, maybe. His job continues. He, I don't know, who is the burden on? He has an out. He doesn't have an out. That's what a santer means. Such a guy. It's very hard to have a city, or a normal functioning city, without a guy like this. Because then people start having a lot of disputes. No, it's my backyard. No, it's mine. Where's the border? You have a guy like this, he's in charge. So he knows everything. He has everything recorded. When you sell the city, he's going to come along to make sure there's no disputes. Okay. That's what the Tanakhama says. Tanakhama said, he's not sold. We're assuming a little piped up. No, he's sold. So, what is it? We're saying now it's a town surveyor.
Is Evan
not a... No, he's a regular guy. No, he's not an Evan. He's not an Evan. I don't know. The point is, these documents come along. Or these has to be the mamash, the same guy. Rashbam says that. He says, Evan Hamuna, yeah? Vuhu Evan Lasari Ear. He's an Eved to the Sarah ear. I don't know if he means Eved literally. He's in Mamash and Eved?
Yeah.
He's an Eved or he's just a servant? In other words, he's Mamash and Eved? He's no freedom? The EF shall the ear below Oso. You can't have a city without this guy. Right there, right. Rabbi Nachmanel says it means the guard of the city. Okay.
No,
it doesn't. It doesn't.
No, he said a call should be tough. All the money, all my cash, you have a safe, you have $1 million in there. It's sold to this, whoever you sell it to?
No, I think it's talking only metalkalin. The Rashbam says, remember we said last time that when you sell a house and you say everything that's included, we said certain things are related to the house, the oven, the refrigerator, that's your clothes not included. Same thing Rashbam says. Whatever we said over there, same thing over here. Cash is not included, your personal effects are not included.
Why would Avadim be included?
Well, because Avadim Alekar, that's exactly the point.
No, but the Rashbam, the point of his note says, he's implied that this guy is essential for the
Right, Rashbam says you can't have a functioning city without this guy. He's more important than the mayor, he's more important than the police, he's more important than the fire department, he's more important than the school, he's the guy. Without him, the whole thing will fall apart.
Exactly. He's saying he's essential.
He's saying about his piggy bank. So when we said before, when I sell you a house.
Right, I know, but Avadim is also like money.
What? Ah, so that's exactly the point. The point is Hoksha Lakarka. So it's if I sell everything in the city, the oven's included, the refrigerator's included, right?
Right.
So your Avadim are no worse than them. Don't say, don't think my Avadim like my piggy bank. It's not true. It's like an oven. And therefore it'll go along with the sale.
But if it's an
Avadim,
didn't you just say
Avadim? They are, that's a question. Why shouldn't Eved be different than a wallet? The answer is it is different.
No, I'm talking about that. He says even a santer, and if the santer is considered an Eved.
No, but it's not as a special person. He's a special guy.
Okay.
It's not as a special guy. Now, Shimon ben Avtul Masomer, Bagi. You know what a santer means? A bagi. What's bagi? Bagi are fields that surround the city. Okay? That's included. I would have thought it's not included, but Tanakhama says not included. Sherman Gloss says, no, it's included. Man da Amar bar mach venisa. If you hold that a clerk, a surveyor is included, call shkin bagi. Bagi is for sure included. Why? Because Rashbam says it doesn't move. Man da Amar bagi. If you hold the bagi are included, avo bar mach venisa lo mizdabin. But the clerk is not included. Why? Because he moves. Tanan, our Mishnah said, beis habadim o beis hashlachim. Right? The press. I didn't translate beis hashlachim. I didn't translate it on purpose. Why? Because the Gemara is going to say now. Savruha, we thought, my shlachin, what are shlachin? What is a beit shlachin? We thought it's bagi, it means field. They feel like it says, v'shaleach mayim al-parei chutzos. So the sholeach, the sending, meaning it's a place to irrigate, send the water there to irrigate it. So we thought, now we're thinking now, that the word beis hashlachit is the same thing as badi. Now, bishlomo lamanda omar bar machvanitha, if you hold that a santer means a town surveyor, omar tanakama, bagi mizdavne, the tanakama comes along and says, bagi, which is beis hashlachit, that's included. Bar machvanitha, lo mizdavne. That's not included. Why? That's a santer. It's not included. Thus, Rav Shimon Gamliel Meimar, Rav Shimon comes along and says, no, Bagi, Bar Machvanitha, not him is Davin. He's also included. That makes perfect sense. But if you hold that santer means Bagi, the Mishnah makes no sense. Ella, Lamanda, Amar Bagi, if you hold that the word santer means Bagi, then wait a minute. Tanakama, Hachikama. Tanakama said it already. He said, Beis HaShlachim, which is the same thing as Bagi. He already included it. Oh, me Savarta, my Shlachin Bagi? You telling me that Shlachin, that's not what Shlachin means. My Shlachin, what does Shlachin mean? Ginu Nisa, it means a garden. Not an open field, gardens. Shenemar, right, the botanical garden. That would be included. I don't have me to say it's not included. Why should it not be included? Because its use is different. We're going to have another base about a zoo. Maybe it's different because where the animals are. We'll see. You'll see in a minute. Shenemar, like it says, how are we going to get to the house based on Shlach and equal garden? The Pasuk. Where's that Pasuk? Pasuk is in Shir Shirim. Where the Pasuk says, Shalachayach Parades Rimonim, that Shalachayach. And we assume that a garden is a Parades Rimonim, some kind of the connected. Avobagi, Lom is Davni, but a Bagi is not included. The asar of Shirman Gamliel Meimar, and the Shirman Gamliel comes along and says, no, afilu santer, afilu bagi, namim is davni, it is included. Okay? Okay? Yeah. So far, so good. Now, Ikad Yamri. Now, we have a whole, the same Gemara now with a different twist. Ikad Yamri. So, Ruha, we thought, my shlachin, what does the word shlachin mean? It means ginu nisa, it means a garden. Therefore, Bishlam alandam a bagi. Now, the one who says that a santa means a bagi, now it's going to make sense. Why? Omer Tanakama, Ginunisa Mizdavi. Tanakama says the Ginunisa is included. Why? That's considered Beis HaShlachin. That's included. Bagi is lo mizdavi. It's not included. Vasar Shirmingalil Meimar, and Shirmingalil comes along and says, no, afilu bagi mizdavi. Even the bagi is included. Why? That's a santa. Elamanta Omer Bar Machmunisa. But if you hold that a Bar Machmunisa means, that it means that the word santa means a town surveyor, Amar Tanakama of Ginunisa. Tanakama says a garden. Umahadele of Shirbeg Amlil Bar Machmunisa. And then Shirbeg comes along and says, no, the surveyor. It's apples and oranges. Doesn't make any sense. It's apples and oranges. Tanakama is talking about all the things in the garden. Yeah. Oh, by the way, the town clerk also. Town clerk. Who mentioned anything about a town clerk? It's such a non sequitur. So the Gemara says, you're right. Me Savris, do you think, my Shlachin, what does Shlachin mean? Ginu Nisa? That it means a garden? No, lo. My Shlachin, what Shlachin? Bagi. It means Bagi. Therefore the whole thing's consistent. The Ksiv, like it says, V'sholeach mayam panei chutzos. Avol bar machmonisa? Lo mizdaben. Of course I'm not included. V'asum shirmen al mila meymar, afilu bar machmonisa nami mizdaben. That even a town clerk is included. Okay? No good? I know, there's a very... I know. What do you do with this Gemara? Right? Okay? Next.
The whole town is going to move away except for this town clerk, and he has to stay there? And then the front.
Yeah, I don't know. He can stay.
Yeah, just selling the town. Yeah.
Yeah. He's just getting new neighbors he doesn't like, that's all.
His house is sold.
So maybe his house they keep, they don't sell it, I don't know.
So we haven't resolved what it really means.
It's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. Tashma. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, santer eno machor, a santer is not sold, but ankelomus machor. But an ankelomus is sold. What's an ankelomus? I think the best way to translate this, the way based on Rashbam, I don't know what the art school said, but I think it's a guy who takes a census. Scribe. Okay. Scribe is too general. Rashbam says, who so for Hamelech? He's the king's scribe. Lift, not to write everything. Licht of mispar hasados v'habatim v'hanashim. To count the field, the houses, the men. Law says Masha Kalechad Lasara Ear. And now we know how much taxes to assess. How many people live over here, how much business goes on over here, right? That's what the census is.
Yeah, but the census is not on property also, is it?
Well, no, but it's only on people. So here, it's connected. We want to know how much business is going on so we can know how much to tax. Similar, right, okay. What? Exactly. So it's some kind of official of the king. So anyway, Rabbi Huda Omer, a santer is ain't a macher. A santer does not get included. An kalum is macher, but an kalum does get included. My love, don't we say now mid an kalum is gavra? Since an kalum is a human being, it's a town official. So santer nami gavra. Santer also must mean a real person, right? They're good together. So the Gemara says, no, me to hear you. Who said, haki to Isa of a haki to Isa? Who said, this is this and this is this? A santa could mean bagi, and the anklonomus means a town scribe. Who said they have to be the same thing? Well, me much as a marta haki, could you say that? Is that possible? For hakatani, seifa. But the seifa of this brisa says, avaloshi reha, but not the remnants. We'll explain what that means in a minute. V'lo b'noseha, when I sell a city, do I sell the remnants? I do not sell the remnants. V'lo b'noseha, not the surrounding villages. V'lo charshin hamukatin la, and not the forest that opens up next to the city, that's not included. V'lo bibrin shal chay shal ofos v'shal dogim, and not the zoo. The cordoned off areas for the animals, not included. Okay, none of that's included. Why? Not sure why. Why is none of that included? Anybody know why?
Outside the town.
Outside the town. Fine. Now, Vaminan, my Shireha. What's Shireha? What do you mean the town remnants? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, you know what it means? Bizli. It means Bizli. My Bizli. What's Bizli? Amr of Ava, Piske Bage. Piske Bage. What's Piske Bage? Part, a piece of the field. Not the whole field. Just a piece of the field. Bagihu, piski bagihu d'lob is dadni. So what do you see from here? Pieces of the field. The way the Rashbam explains it is, these are the pieces of the field that are way out, way far away. The real bagi, aval, habagi atman, is dadni. But the bagi themselves are included. What's not included? The remnants way, way far away, way at the edge, way from the city. The bagi, the real bagi, that's included. Right, when you leave the town with these beautiful fields, that's included. What's not included? At the Pisgates, miles away. That's not included. Okay? That's not included. So what do you see from here? What do you see from here?
We see that the fields are included.
What? We see the fields are included, exactly.
When he said something is not included, it can't be referring to those fields.
What?
So when he says that something is not included, it can't be referring to fields.
Exactly. So when Rehuda said that the Santa is not sold, he can't be referred to the fields. So the Gemara says, you're right. Eipach. Switch it around. Rabbi Huda Omer, Santer Macher. No, the Santer is sold now. The Bagi is sold. An Kalumas Eino Macher. That guy's not sold. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Umi Marcha Samarta, Rabbi Huda Kravshir Megalil Svirle. Now you're telling me what? Rabbi Yehuda holds, like Kravshir Megalil, that what? That the Santer's Macher? That can't be. Why? Rabbi Huda Kravbanan Svirle. Rabbi Huda must hold at the Rabbanan. When we say the Rabbanan, we mean the Tanakama. Right? Why? Diktoni Seifa, because it says in the Bryce over here, Avalo Shireha, Velo Benoseha. Vilu, Roshir Ben Gamliel, Da Amar Macher is here, Macher Benoseha. He holds you do sell the surrounding villages. Titania, Hamacher is here, Lo Macher is Benoseha. Roshir Ben Gamliel, Omar Macher is here, Macher Benoseha. So how could Rabbi Huda on the one hand hold that it means like Roshir Ben Gamliel, and on the one hand argue Roshir Ben Gamliel? It's like, Marcia, it's not a problem. Rabbi Huda, Savalei Kavase Bechado, Upolagle Bechado. He agrees with him in one area, he argues with him in the other area. That's a, you have to hold everything the guy holds like. Everything he says you have to agree with? No! He agrees with him on Aleph, and he disagrees with him on Beis. Now the Mishnah, the next part of this part says, V'lo Bibrin, Shal Chai, Shal Ofas, V'shal Dagim. Vermini, wait a minute. Hayula, Banos, if you had surrounding villages, ein nimkeres ima, they're not included. Hayula chelak echad bayam, the chelak echad bayabasha. Let's say part of a village, like the town of what's that town in Italy, the one that's in the water. What's that called? Venice, right? Part of it's in the ocean, in the water, and part of it's on land. It's a strange type of place. The river running through the town. Half of it's on land, half of it's not. Part of its village is in the water, part of it's in the land. Bibrim shall chayev shall obed shall dogim, or the areas for the animals. Hare elin and karanima. They're included. But we said Abra said they're not included. So Gemara says, lo kasha, not a kasha. Ha denagiach kahi legoi, do they, when they, when we said that they are sold with you, that's because they open up into the city. Faha denagiach kihi labar. When they're not included, when they open outside the city. When the entranceway is outside the city, they're excluded. When the entrance is in the city, they're included. Faha katani v'loet harshin hamukutsin la. But we said that the forest that is that opens up into it is not included. If it opens up into it, why is it not included? So they're going to say, you're right, change their price to say, Hamukatsin Haimenna. It opens up, not into it. It opens up outside it, that's why it's not included. Okay? Okay. No, there's nothing as little as I'm saying now, that's as much we're gonna say next week. So everyone has to have some patience. Sometimes they have dots like this. Sometimes they have dots like next week. So we look forward to those. And these, this is Torah. We're learning it 100%. But it's not as meaty as some other dots. Okay. Let's do the Mishnah. And then we'll stop. Hamokhar is hasada. If you sell a field, right? I'm selling a field. Makhar is ha'avanim shehem l'tzarcha. You include it in the sale of the stones that are required, needed for the field. That's hakanim shebekerim shehem l'tzarcha. And the reeds of the vineyard that help the vineyards grow, help the vines grow. V'yas ha-tvua, also all tvua, shehi mechuberetz lekarka, if it's attached to the ground, it's included. V'es chitas hakanim, and what's chitas hakanim? Thickets of reeds, shehi pechusa mi beis rova. If it's less than the amount it takes to plant the beis rova, that's all included. V'es ha-shumurea shehi asur betit. Also a guardhouse, but it's not really made with cement. It's a very, very temporary type of thing. That's all included. There's a charuv and a baksa tree, a carob tree, right? She'ena morkov, that's not grafted. There's pesulos hashikma and the very early sycamore trees. That's all included. Ava lo machar, but what's not included? Lo ashavanim, stones, she'en letzarcho. It's not necessary. It's not included. Lo ashakanim, shebekarim, she'en letzarcho. And reeds that are not needed for the vineyard. If the wheat's already been harvested, it's just sitting there in the field, and then I sell you the field, that's not included. Right? What's it doing there? I didn't pick it up yet. It's not included. But if you say I'm selling you the field and everything in it, it's all sold. Even if you say I'm selling you everything, it's still not included. You still don't sell the thicket of reeds, pshihi beis rova. If they're large enough that you can plant the beis rova, that's still not included. That's considered too distinct. Floetz hashomureha shiasu betit. Also, never included is a guardhouse if it's made with cement. It's a real building. Floetz hacharuv hamurkov and not a grafted carob tree. Floetz sadin hashikma and not a sadin. What's a sadin hashikma? A sycamore tree that what? It's been cut back. They used to cut the trees, the sycamore trees, used to keep cutting them to get them to be perfect. So once it's been cut back already, it's considered so distinct, that's not included in the sale.
That part of what?
I don't know. What? It's considered so chashuv, it's not included. That's why. So maybe it's like mamash, it's almost like a building, right? That's what you're going to do with it. Mamash like a building.
They're going to
take the building down? Yeah, they give you the temporary one. Yeah, I hear you. All right, we'll stop over here and we'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.